From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Hey, Will, is it puzzle championship season yet?
Yes, it's almost here. The U.S. Puzzle Championship, which I help direct, will be a week from Saturday, May 31. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, lasts 2.5 hours. It's conducted online, and it's free. And the top two solvers will join the U.S. team at the World Puzzle Championship in the Netherlands in October. There are details and sample puzzles at wpc.puzzles.com.
Oh, excellent. I knew it was getting close. Well, maybe to start our training, you should repeat the challenge we had last week.
Yes, I said name a famous literary character starting with the letter P, as in Peter. It's one word. I said drop the P, and the result will sound like the name of a well-known American politician, first and last names. Who is it?
This was a hard one, I think. I mean, I was having a lot of trouble trying to figure this one out, which is not unusual, however, but what is your answer?
The answer is Prospero, who's the magician philosopher in Shakespeare's The Tempest. Remove the P and you get Rospero.
Oh, how clever. Tough, but very clever. Very clever. We only received about 450 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner this week is Mary Petrie, and she joins us from Cheektowaga, New York. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Cheektowaga is near Buffalo, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's correct. Just east of Buffalo.
Well, doesn't that sound like a fabulous crossword puzzle?
Yeah. Too long. Hard to fit in, though.
What do you do there in Cheektowaga?
I'm a head teacher at a daycare center, Little Angels in Cheektowaga.
Good for you. Are you a puzzle person?
I am.
How long have you been playing or listening to this puzzle on the air?
At least 10 years.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. I've been playing so long that I used to send postcards in before. This was prior to the computer and the email and whatnot.
Wow. Oh, wow. Well, finally, you get a chance to play.
Yes, and I'm excited.
Oh, great. Will, meet Mary, and let's play.
All right, Mary, today's puzzle is called the WB, which stands for Warner Brothers. The letters WB are also the initials of many other familiar two-word phrases. Can you get them from the clues? For example, if I said a yellowish vegetable with pods, you would say wax bean. All right, number one is a container for Chianti or Chablis.
Wine bottle.
Is correct. Number two, what Aquarius means?
Water baby?
Water is right.
Water.
The constellation Aquarius is the...
Water bearer.
Water bearer is right. A flamingo or ibis.
Water bird?
Well, we had water before. Bird
Waiting
is right.
Waiting bird?
Waiting bird is okay. What I was going for.
Okay.
A woman who marries just before her husband goes off to fight.
War bride.
Uh-huh. Someone who casts a pall over a party.
Wet blanket.
Uh-huh. A scapegoat, or someone who's constantly getting the blame for others' mistakes.
Leanne, can you help me?
No.
Oh, sounds like I stumped you both on this one.
Yeah.
It's a whipping boy.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
a whipping boy.
Of course.
People getting married hear these.
Let's see. Wedding.
Uh-huh. They hear the,
I want to say blessings, but no.
Literally, you're in the church, you hear these, the wedding.
They begin to ring.
Bells.
Wedding bells
Thank
is right.
Thank you, Leanne.
My pleasure, Mary.
According to an old advertising slogan, it builds strong bodies 12 ways.
Wonder bread.
That's right. A person who discloses corruption or wrongdoing. Mm. In a government agency or a company.
I want to say watch.
No.
No.
Do you know Leanne?
I'll help you. Whistleblower.
Whistleblower, is it?
Of course.
Good, good. Nickname for a gunfighter named Hickok.
Wild Bill.
Uh-huh. Something with stiff bristles used for scouring or scraping.
Brush.
What kind? Uh-huh. It's got metal bristles.
Wire brush.
Wire brush is right. Things on a string you play with to relieve tension.
Worry beads.
The worry beads is right. February 22nd.
Washington's birthday.
That's it. And your last one, a container made of woven twigs.
Basket.
What kind? What's it made of?
Wicker.
Wicker basket
oh,
is
great.
Right.
Mary. Nice.
thank you. Thank you for your help.
Oh, well, thank you for getting all the rest of them.
You're welcome.
You did a great job, Mary. It was a real pleasure to play with you. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today as well. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus. You'll get the Scrabble Deluxe Edition game from Parker Brothers and the Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday, and it's published by Random House. So, you have a public radio station. In fact, you have more than one. What are they?
WBFO-FM and WNED-FM.
All right. Mary Petrie in Cheektowaga, New York. Thank you so much for playing our puzzle today.
Oh, thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Okay. Now, Will, something for all of our listeners to work on during the coming week.
Yes, it's an easier challenge, I think, than last week's, although it sounds a little complicated. Name two varieties of fruit, starting with the same letter. In a non-fruit sense, one of them is a synonym of a homophone of the other one. Now, homophones are words that sound alike but are spelled differently, like meat, M-E-A-T, and meat, M-E-E-T. So again, the names of two fruits, starting with the same letter, in their non-fruit meanings, one of them is a synonym of a homophone of the other. What fruits are these?
All right, well, start working on it, and when you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.